This is Common Sense Radio on the Michigan Talk Network.
All right, if you've been following the story in the UK about the former double agent poisoned by the Russians at the direction of Vladimir Putin, who, by the way, won with 76% of the vote. Of course he did. Is fill in the blank, whatever you want. Why not make it 90%? Donald Trump catching heat for saying congratulations to Putin for winning his fourth term, six-year term, so he'll be there for a lot longer. My next guest, Todd Wood, editor-in-chief, Czarism.com, and the threat assessment for the Washington Times. Todd, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning. So, you know, you wrote an article here recently I found fascinating because you said, you know, you hear what people say all the time. Use Barack Obama as one example. He says this and that when he was in office. But you look at the ramifications, the results of the things that he does, and you say, well, now, wait a second. Here's what happened when he was talking, and he was saying one thing was going on, but really we were getting an Islamic caliphate in the Middle East. Iran was getting a pathway to nuclear weapons, a doubling of national debt, and the list goes on. And you say you have to do the same thing with Vladimir and Putin and Russia. They talk a lot, but look what's really happening. Is that what the takeaway is? Because I think you're right on it.
Yeah, and you know, and I'm about to publish another one here shortly. That what I usually do is when I want to know what they're trying to cover up, I just look at their state propaganda and check out what narratives they're pushing, and that tells you really kind of what they're trying to cover up. You know, so yes, I believe that's exactly how to look at Russia and Putin in particular.
So what about this attack in Britain? I mean, this was pretty ballsy. I mean, this is bold. I mean, this is right out there, in your face type stuff, isn't it?
Well, it's very serious, more serious than people realize, because if you think about it, it's an attack with weapons of mass destruction. It's chemical weapons. It's nerve gas. And it didn't get just one or two people. 20-something people got put in the hospital. So they basically sprayed it all over this bar or wherever they injected it into these people's lives. You know, they got the most of it. They're still alive, and they're very lucky. But it's a big deal. And
wouldn't you guess that the person that deployed that so recklessly is probably no longer with us?
I don't know. You know, they've perfected these delivery agents and how to do it. I don't know the answer to that. I would think that they have a method of, just like with the uranium that they put in that guy's tea in London. You know, same thing 10 years ago.
So you think it was intentionally get 20 people sick? I mean, that's the question.
No, I think that maybe it was spread more than they wanted, but I just think they're getting to a point that they're reckless, and that's what concerns me. And I've always said that I understand the Russian position with NATO encroachment and that type of thing, but I've also said that they have to be confronted when something like this happens. And I think that's what's going on. But there's a bigger picture. I mean, you know, we just killed 100 Russians in Syria, so there's tit for tat going on here too.
Yeah, when that got almost zero play here in the American press, you quoted. We'll get back to that, but you quoted former Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper, the last good Prime Minister in Canada, from what I can tell, in your article. Mr. Putin runs an entirely different system. He runs an economy that is dominated by oligarchs and criminal syndicates. It is not at all like our economy. It doesn't share our interests. It doesn't share our values. And so I think we need to have discussions where we can really rally the shared interests of the Western democratic world. I don't disagree with that. Does it concern you, though, that the president that we have currently here in the United States doesn't seem too interested in being too blunt like that too often?
Well, again, you got to look at what's really happening. What's been going on in Syria? You've had drone attacks against the Russian air base, which destroyed over 7 aircraft and, you know, injured 10 or 20 soldiers. You've had missile attacks into Syrian air bases where Russians were a few hundred yards away. You've had the recent incident where at least 100 mercenaries run by Wagner, which is a Russian mercenary outfit, were just decimated by American close air support and other aircraft. What's going on behind the scenes, I think, is that Trump, and he's delivering weapons into the Ukrainian war in East Ukraine and Donbass. So Trump is pushing back hard against Russia. It's just the media doesn't want to talk about it or admit it.
So they don't talk about it, so that's why we remain relatively in the dark when it comes to our policy, at least foreign policy, in dealing with places like Syria and so forth. So that's disconcerting to me, if we don't have the facts. But I've always wondered about this, and you and I have talked about this in the past, Todd. And that is, why do American, you know, networks and so forth focus solely on America? If you listen to the BBC, now they're left of center and so forth, I get that. But at least you hear about what's going on in Russia or Asia or Africa. You know, you don't hear any of those things. You know, Sky News will give you a whole bunch of stuff from around the world. And so will some other networks, but not CNN and not MSNBC and not NBC and not ABC. Why not?
Because it's a purposeful agenda to only feed a narrative. And I've always said, and you know, that's why there's so much opportunity in the media space right now. And I'm actually creating a new company called Creative Destruction Media, which Czarism will be under. And we're going to try to destroy that whole, you know, scenario you just discussed, and really provide good news to people that they can trust with good analysis.
Well, you know, news that, you know, extends beyond the borders of the United States. I get it. You know, I spent a lot of time a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. as people know, in New Zealand. And what dominated New Zealand news? America. You know, and I've seen that in other places, too. But at least in those places, they get news from other parts of the world as well. And I think that's critical. I think you're onto something very important there. And whether it comes from Creative Destruction or wherever you can, you know, get these stories, because I think we need a much more robust view of the world to understand what's going on. No wonder people in America, you know, live in their own echo chamber. They don't have information coming in from anywhere else.
Yeah, and your listeners really have to strive to find good sources, you know, whether it be me, whether it be, you know, other people you have on your show, because I'm sure you have very informative people that talk and you discuss things. I mean, that people have to be really reach out and find the news.
Well, there's no question. So tell me about this project. You got me interested in this now. What's it going to entail? When's it going to get off the ground? What kind of sources?
Well, we're going to release, we're going to have a U.S. arm, which we're acquiring another website, which has really good connections into the U.S. government politically and other ways. And we are, you know, we have another site called Zionism, which is going to be our Middle Eastern focus. But we're going to have reporters around the world. We're going to bring good news, good analysis. You know, the website will be launching probably in the next 30 days or so. But, you know, Czarism is out there and running right now, and that's going to be one piece of it.
Well, I appreciate that, because I think it's an important place to go. Now, where do you see the Russians going? Obviously, it's another election year here in America, and the Russians will, you know, fiddle around in there any way they can. We know that, but they've always done that. And we also know that, you know, Barack Obama and his people had held sway over Facebook. We kind of knew that at the time. Now we have a whistleblower telling us that. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton try to play Facebook and Twitter the same as anybody. So everybody gets involved with social media. So I'm not too shocked that, you know, foreign countries would buy time there. Are you? And what do you think is going to happen this year?
I think it's so much in the news that it's going to be really hard for anybody to, you know, for a foreign entity to try to impact our election in any significant manner. I don't think the last one has impacted significantly. I think this stuff coming out with Cambridge Analytica, you know, it's interesting because Ben Shapiro wrote a great article that when Obama did it, it was genius. But when Trump does it, it's, you know, a scandal.
It's
but
criminal.
Obama did the same thing with Facebook. You know, it's hilarious.
I understand that. Yeah, when Obama did it, it was genius. When Trump did it, it's criminal. Yeah, I know.
Right,
I got
exactly.
At any rate, Todd, where can people find you in your books and everything real quick?
LTodwood.com, but Amazon still has a great deal on actually the Kindle version of Currency. The new edition is up for 99 cents for another few days just to get more readers. So that's probably the best deal out there right now.
Todd, always a pleasure, my friend. Carry on.
Take care. Cheers.
Thank you. A quick break. Come back. Jared Scarup will be here on the Steve Gerber Show. Sit tight.